How are you, Christo?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Great. It seems like this pick surprised some of the so-called draft experts. Did it surprise you at all? Did you have an expectation for where you might go?
No, it really didn't because, I mean, up to the from the All-Star game, I really did what I needed to do to show these a lot of these scouts that, you know, I can play with the higher level. And then from, like, my pro day, all my measurables that I tested, it was really good. So I didn't really, because all these teams already were calling me, and I had a really good feeling about it. So definitely, it wasn't a big surprise for me.
Did you have a lot of contact with the Raiders leading up to this?
I went on a visit with them. They brought me on a visit. They were calling me. D-line coach was talking to me. So definitely I had a lot of contacts with them.
From those conversations, do you have any guess as to, you know, whether you'll stay inside or how they might use you?
I'll play anywhere. They haven't really specified where I'm going to be playing as a tackle, but I told them I'm, like in college, I've been playing everywhere. So, like I said, I'll play anywhere.
What got you starting playing football? I started late, so.
So late. It was actually one of my best friends that's back here in Ottawa. He plays actually in the CFL for the Toronto Argonauts, and I was always a basketball player, and then he asked me if I wanted to play football when senior year of high school, and then I just started playing, and I just started liking it.
What do you like about it?
The contact about it. It's not like basketball. You know, basketball is physical, but just the football is just another game, and it's more physical. You got to, you know, the whole contact about it, just hitting people. That's what I like to do.
What's your friend's name?
It's Gems Kwame.
What parts of your game do you think you need to work on the most right now?
Staying low. You know, obviously a tall guy like me, about 6'4" and a half. Playing on the D line, just being as low as I can, because always, like every coach says, the lowest man wins. So that's really the only aspect I think I need to work on. And obviously, with coaches like in the Raiders, they have so much experience. They'll teach me how to play low and, you know, get leverage on people and just dominate.
Is your father still a diplomat?
I don't have contact with him, so I can't even tell you.
Got you. You moved around a lot as a kid. I assume that was because your father was a diplomat. Was that difficult in some ways? And in what ways has it shaped your character, do you think?
It made me more cultured because I lived in so many different cities and countries and stuff. So definitely just opens my mind more because I learn about different people, and it just makes me more humble and makes me appreciate people like far more than if someone just lived in like a little small city and just didn't know around what was going on around the world. So yeah.
How much of a challenge is the step up in competition going to be for you?
Excuse me, can you say that again?
How much of a challenge will the step up in competition be for you?
It's going to be a challenge just like for everybody else that's coming into the NFL. You know, it's not college and it's not high school anymore. You got to, like one coach told me, you got to throw everything that you learn in college and then come and grasp everything that you learn in the NFL. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be difficult these couple few weeks because I just got to adjust to it. But after that, I'm a smart person. I'm very bright. I learn very fast. So I'm not too worried about the whole just transition to the NFL.
So you don't feel like you're starting behind a little bit since you're not a guy, like, say, from an SEC school or something like that?
I would say that would be the case because I went to a small school, Georgia State, and it's a brand new program. So our coaching staff was very young as compared to an SEC program where they had coaches that have long experience. So, but to me, because of my athleticism and my height and my size, I'll be able to do whatever anybody else on the D line is doing because, like I said, I'm a fast learner and I'm athletic at the same time. So,
are you the first Georgia State player to be drafted?
First Georgia State ever to be drafted, yes, sir.
How does that feel?
It feels great. My coaches, like, I've been online with you guys. My coach has been calling me. I couldn't really answer, but I bet they're real proud of me. And yeah, definitely feels really good.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for your time.
Go ahead and give your coach a call. Thanks a lot.